Privilege to stand up here. I was thinking earlier, some of the men I grew up under is here this morning, and all these guys right here, Brother Bud, Brother John, Brother Mark. Brother Mark was there when I surrendered. I knew Brother Bud and Brother John for a while, and now I'm standing up here and grew up under Brother Glass. And there's nothing I could preach that they ain't never heard this morning, so I just figure we'll brag on the Lord. Amen. Let's go to Exodus. Chapter 3, Exodus chapter 3, and stand, we'll read verse number 13. Bible says, "And Moses said unto God, Behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, The God of your fathers hath sent me unto you. And they shall say unto me, What is his name? What shall I say unto them? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you. Now, Father, I pray you help us for just a few minutes. Lord, I pray you touch my heart, touch my mouth, touch my mind. Lord, put the words in my mouth that you want me to say. Lord, fill me up. Lord, use me. I'm begging you. Help me to be an encouragement to somebody. Help them to get something out of it. Lord, let your will and your way be done this morning. Lord, we'll thank you. We'll praise you for it. In Christ's name I do pray. Amen. You can be seated. For a few minutes, I just want to preach on Tell Me His Name Again. Yes. And His name is the truth. I believe that. John chapter number 14 and verse number 2, He spoke the truth. He said, In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And in verse number 6, He is the truth. Not only did He speak it, but He was it. Says Jesus said unto them, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And they say that in a name, there ain't really much to a name. And then if you want to take my name, Jared, there really ain't much to it. And just a couple letters. But in God's name, that is not true by no means. His name is the theme of this whole Bible. In John chapter 1, verse 1, it says, In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And I believe His name is a triumph name. 1 Thessalonians chapter 14. Chapter 4, verse 16 says, For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then which were alive remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we live, so shall we ever be with the Lord. And if you bear with me for a few minutes, we'll just go through a couple of things about what I believe His name is. It helped me. I hope it helps you. I just want to say to the artist, He's the altogether lovely one and the ultimate picture of grace. To the architect, He's the chief cornerstone. To the baker, He is the bread of life. To the botanist, He's the rose of Sharon and the lily of the valley. To the builder, He's the sure foundation. To the carpenter, He is the door. And to the doctor, He is the great physician. To the farmer, He's the Lord of the harvest. To the ship and the sailor, He is the lighthouse, still shining, amen. To the archaeologist, He is the rock of ages. To the judge, He is the judge of all the earth. To the jury, He is the faithful and the true witness. To the lawyer, He's our advocate. To the servant, He's a good master. To the zoologist, He is the lion and the tribe of Judah. To those wandering in the darkness, He is the light. To the thirsty, He is the water of life. To the lost, He is the way. And to the lonely, He is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. To the sinner, He is a friend. To those sleeping in the graveyard, He is the resurrection and the life. I want to say to me, He's my Savior. He's my shepherd. He's the one I lean on. He's the potter. I'm just the clay. He's my redeemer. He's wonderful. He's counselor. He's mighty God. And He's king.
What a name. What a lovely name. It's the name of Jesus. Reaching higher forward than the brightest star. Oh, it's a precious name to me. The devil hates His name. The devil wants to destroy His name any way he can. The devil said, I know how to kill Him. I know how to get rid of His name. I'll just kill Him with fire. Is that so, devil? He'll just walk around in the furnace again. The devil said, well, I'll just kill Him with water. Well, He'll walk on the water again, devil. He said, I'll kill Him with the law. That'll get Him for sure. Well, you won't find any fault in Him. The devil said, I know how I do it. It'll take care of it. I'll just kill Him with death. Why didn't you try that one time, devil? He'll just rise again. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, this name is more than just a name to me. It's the one that's seen me through. Oh, my dark times. When nobody was there, I could call on the lovely name of the Lord Jesus. And He was there and He saw me through. He's the name I called on when I was lost and undone. And He reached down and saved me. That marvelous grace. Hallelujah. Would somebody tell me His name again? Amen, brother.
Oh, bless your heart.